KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8:01, it's mostly sunny and 48 degrees here in Atlantic. We look forward to be sunny to partly sunny today, a high of 72. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, and the news is brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. Former U.S. Attorney Matt Whitaker has announced his intentions to seek the Republican nominations for the open United States Senate seat in November of 2014. Whitaker, who was a guest Monday afternoon on a Des Moines Talk radio station, said he's taking the necessary steps to run for the seat, being vacated by Senator Tom Harkin's retirement. Whitaker becomes the first Republican to officially state that he will be a candidate in the Senate race. He says he intends to make an official campaign announcement on June the 3rd. Whitaker, who's been married for 20 years, said his wife and children support his Senate run. The Republican Senate candidate said he is excited to travel across Iowa and meet with primary voters to talk about the issues. Whitaker said common sense solutions are going to win in the primary election and in November of 2014. News time is 8:02.
Last week, Mark became the proud father of twins.
Look, pumpkin silk diapers.
Like any new father, he wants the best for his girls. So he also became the proud owner of a Trane central cooling system. It keeps Mark's whole house cool and comfortable, no matter how hot it gets outside.
Doesn't that feel good?
And since Trane systems can also lower energy costs, there's more for the college fund.
Ivy League, of course.
When they say expect more from a Trane, they back it with over 90 years of industry-leading innovation, engineering, and manufacturing excellence. Hi, this is Bob Jacobson, owner of Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your area Trane dealer. You know the true Trane difference? You, your family, your comfort, and what it means most to us is providing better, healthier air for those that mean the most to you. Shouldn't that be reason enough to call me now at 877-838-8580? Call me now and let me show you how you can save money with a new Trane home comfort system. 877-838-8580. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a Trane.
The Harlan Community School Board approved the purchase of 40 teacher laptops for the next school year. In a regular board meeting held Monday, the computer request was made by Technologies Coordinator Lisa Swanson. The local bid from Heartland Technologies was approved by the district at a price of $35,120. The bid submitted for the purchase of laptop computers will be used to replace the teacher and staff machines at the elementary, middle, and high school buildings in Harlan that are 4 years old or older. This year, the Harlan Community School District has a need to refresh 27 teaching machines, 7 teacher machines for new positions or newly identified needs, and the rest of the laptops will be overstock. The funding being used for the computers is coming out of a PEPL, or physical plant and equipment levy. In other business, the Harlan School Board accepted the resignation of Bob Hessman, who was just recently hired by the district as the STEM, or Science, Technology, and Math instructor. Superintendent Justin Wagner said that Hessman had a change of heart. Following the action items, Wagner reported to the board the school district in Harlan will receive 60 STEM grants. The grants will help to meet the Iowa core requirements. Wagner said additional details will follow on those grants once everything is finalized. Voters will be ruling on the question of casino gambling in South Central Iowa's Warren County. The polls have recently opened and are scheduled to close tonight at 8 o'clock. Warren County Citizens for Good Jobs and Wild Rose Entertainment have proposed building a casino, hotel, event center, and bowling alley in northwest Norwalk near Iowa Highways 5 and 28. If a majority of the voters backed a gambling measure, the casino plan would go to state regulators for their approval. Former employees of the Iowa Veterans Home raised concerns about that institution's leadership during a state Senate hearing yesterday. The meeting came after more than 40 former staffers signed a letter that was printed in the Des Moines Register complaining about the current leadership at the home. Some of those staffers testified Monday questioning management choices and the quality of care. David Worley, the commandant of the Iowa Veterans Home, says he was proud of the treatment offered at the home, and he invited lawmakers to visit the facility. Senator Darrell Beal, a Democrat from Fort Dodge, said the committee will meet again to discuss what steps to take. The home in Marshalltown is Iowa's largest nursing home and among the biggest in the nation for veterans and their spouses. The Iowa Senate is set to debate and likely reject a miscellaneous spending bill that now includes a number of contentious policy measures. The so-called standings bill passed the Republican-controlled House last week. Senator Bob Dvorsky of Coralville, who sponsored the bill, said Senate Democrats likely will reject the House version today. Last week, Republicans added policy items to the bill, including one that would change collective bargaining rules. Republicans also added their version of a plan to regionalize Iowa's mental health care system. The standings legislation includes a series of budget items such as basic school funding as well as some new fiscal and policy items. It's traditionally viewed as the last opportunity to move legislation forward before the session ends. The top Republican in the legislature hints that there will be a new proposal unveiled this week to spend some of the state's nearly $900 million surplus dollars on state-owned infrastructure. House Speaker Craig Paulson is a Republican from Hiawatha.
It's not uncommon for an Iowan to use their savings account to put a new roof on their house. There are some things out there like that that I think would make good public policy and good fiscal sense.
But Paulson said Republicans will insist that a good chunk of the state surplus is returned to the taxpayers by reducing taxes in some way, shape, or form. Republicans earlier this year called for a $375 tax credit for every individual Iowa taxpayer, and the GOP has also floated the idea of a tax rebate. Only a couple of dozen lawmakers were at the State House Monday as legislative leaders met privately to review the competing state spending plans Republicans and Democrats have devised. Paulson said Democrats have drafted an overall state budget that spends several hundred million more than Republicans proposed.
I think it's manageable, but it's still a pretty big number.
Senator Bob Dvorsky, a Democrat from Coralville, who's chairman of the Senate Appropriations Committee, said Democrats favor spending up to $300 million more on state government operations.
We've shrunken government the last several years now to places where it hardly operates, so we're not growing anything. We're just trying to maintain the status quo at best.
All the major issues, including education reform, must be resolved before the 2013 legislative session can conclude. Senate Democratic Leader Mike Gronstall of Council Bluffs says he's optimistic a deal can be struck this week.
I'd say people have constructively been working on finding common ground.
Lieutenant Governor Kim Reynolds said she and Republican Governor Terry Branstad have been meeting regularly with Republican legislative leaders, but not with the top Democrat in the legislature. The head of a national advocacy group for foster children is urging Iowa legislators to consider extending the foster care program from 18 to 21. Gary Stangler, director of the Jim Casey Youth Opportunities Initiative, said Iowa has a good program called Aftercare that helps young people when they age out of foster care. But he says it doesn't do enough to help them make successful transitions to adulthood.
Even in Iowa, some of these young people, they still end up homeless after their 18th birthday. Young girls are vulnerable. They become pregnant because they don't have the kinds of things we take for granted.
Iowa's aftercare program helps to extend some social services to foster children once they turn 18, but Stangler says those kids are still forced to leave their foster homes. If Iowa extended foster care to age 21, he says half the cost of those additional 3 years would be paid for by the federal government.
Most kids in this country, they can actually go home after college, let alone high school. And so we need that kind of opportunity available for young people in Iowa. We need to have the full extension of foster care.
Iowa KidsNet reports that there are about 6,100 kids in foster care in Iowa. Stangler says it would cost a couple million dollars for Iowa to extend foster care services to young people from ages 18 to 21. But in the long run, he says that action would save the state money.
The cost of unplanned pregnancies, the cost of homeless shelters and supports, the cost of public assistance for young people who are unemployed and who have children. These costs add up quickly, and they happen quickly.
A report from the Jim Casey Youth Opportunities Initiative says every year, more than 26,000 young people across the country age out of the foster care system. As a result, Stangler says they're more likely than their peers to drop out of school, become parents before they're ready, experience homelessness, or end up in jail. If foster care is extended from 18 to 21, the report said communities would save $300,000 in lost wages, public assistance, and incarceration for each of the young people affected. Nationwide, he said the savings would amount to $7.8 billion per year. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, the city of Cleveland is celebrating today after discovery of three women who were kidnapped years ago and held captive for up to 10 years. Amanda Berry, Gina DeJesus, Michelle Knight, and a six-year-old child emerged from a house yesterday in a Cleveland neighborhood. They were discovered after neighbors say Berry kicked the door and screamed for help. Many people had thought the women were dead. A man who lived in the house and his two brothers have been arrested. All three women who disappeared a decade ago in Cleveland were found alive were out of the hospital now. The Metro Health Medical Center says all three of those women were released this morning. Continued rains are helping firefighters put out the last of a wildfire that burned through 44 square miles in Southern California's western Santa Monica Mountains. There have been no remaining open flames, and firefighters were at the scene overnight on the lookout for any flare-ups. Overseas, Iran's foreign minister says it is Syria's Arab neighbors, not Tehran, who should respond to Israel's recent airstrike near Damascus. He said Arab nations must stand by their brethren in Damascus. Over the weekend, Israeli warplanes targeted what Israel claimed were Iranian missiles bound for the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah. Meanwhile, Secretary of State John Kerry is in Moscow trying to get Russia to change its mind about its ally Syria. And hundreds of garment workers in Bangladesh have protested today near the site of a factory collapsed nearly 2 weeks ago. They demanded payment of wages and benefits. Meanwhile, bodies are still being recovered from the site of what was an eight-story building. With more bodies found today, officials have put the death toll at more than 700. News time is 8:12.
Part of making a major purchase is knowing what kind of service it'll require. For reliable home comfort systems, just look to us. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your local train dealer. Bob Jacobson here. From major repairs, including new house construction, to seasonal maintenance, we can make your home more comfortable. When it comes to heating, cooling, venting, or plumbing your new home or existing residence, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating can get the job done right and in a professional, timely manner. How can I be sure? Because when you call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating, you'll talk with me, the owner, and I'm also the one who will be doing the work. It's my name and my reputation at stake, two things I don't take lightly. I'll do the work, and I'll do it right. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Don't put it off. Call me right now. 877-838-8580. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train.
In our funeral announcements, Evelyn Wolfe, age 94, of Yale, died Friday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Evelyn Wolfe will be this morning at 10 o'clock at the Yale United Methodist Church. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Fern Crone, age 91, of Avoca, died Sunday. Funeral services for Fern Crone will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Louis Heller, age 65, of Avoca, died Sunday. A massive Christian burial service for Louis Heller will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the St. Peter's Catholic Church in Defiance. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Mildred Muggs Hogan, age 96, of Casey, died Sunday. Funeral services for Mildred Hogan will be on Thursday at 10:30 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Casey. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Janice Whalen, age 68, who's formerly of Avoca, died October the 5th in Missouri. A graveside service for Janice Whalen will be next Monday at 10:30 at the Graceland Cemetery in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has the arrangements. And Judy Sheriff, age 75, of Greenfield, died Monday in Winterset. Services for Judy Sheriff are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Our news and funeral announcements were brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating at Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.